Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning again, everybody. This is Vance coming at you live from, oh my goodness, Paradise Central, Corbett, Oregon, and standing in the garage because it's the quietest place in the house, and I won't be accused by our three-year-old of being too loud. It's always when Dada's on the phone, Dada, too loud, too loud. So I can be as loud as I want out here. This morning we have with us David Martin coming from the Bay Area. Is that safe enough to say, Dave? The Bay
you Area? Bet.
Yeah, that'll work. What's the actual city where you reside?
I live in Atherton, California, about halfway between San Francisco and San Jose.
Okay, so another one of these crazy West Coast people that enjoys getting up early on a Saturday morning when a lot of the rest of the people in our culture sleep in for some reason. One of these days I'll figure out what that's like because I don't ever get to do it, not being on a nature rest sleep system. And David is kind enough to join us this morning and share his, it's a fairly short journey thus far with Neekin, right? Because you're kind of a newcomer, new wellness consultant on the scene.
Been 15 wonderful months.
Okay, 15. I thought you were going to say 15 wonderful years, and I was going to go, wow, and I have to get some crow out to eat on now. I thought when we met at about a year ago at the San Diego conference, I thought that it had been fairly recently. And David, your background is a little bit unique in why you came to Neekin, and I want you to share that with the gang. And just as a reminder for those of you joining, if you're new to Saturday AM Live, we have always do the announcements at the very end of the call to be respectful of our guests. So after we say goodbye to David, just hang on the line for a few minutes, and I get a whole boatload of updates to kick off the month and get things going. So that being said, David, tell us about yourself. Where's David's occupational background and all that other good stuff?
Well, let me start where I'm from, because I heard somebody from Minnesota. I grew up in Wisconsin and came to California by way of Boston College out there and studied to be an electrical engineer and decided by the time I graduated I didn't want to do that. So I pursued the management consulting industry and ended up in the software industry.
Okay.
Interesting bouncing around, you know, from the beginning. And so I moved out to California for a company called Oracle and spent nearly 9 years there doing different things as an executive business leader, and then started to do the startup thing that a lot of folks do out here in California. And the first one didn't make it, and the second one did.
And what it's always fascinating, because I know statistically today, well, at least a few years ago, that college students that are graduating or that have been for the last few years, they're very much like what you did, but they're more so. I heard once that by the time recent college graduates hit their 35th birthday, as in 35, they will have switched careers or changed their mind as much as 13 times. So you did it a couple times. Were you frustrated in, you know, going to school and getting educated and thinking this is what I want to do with my life, and then you see the light of day and say, yeah, not for me? Was it frustrating, or was it more of a, hey, I'm not doing that, so I'm jumping over here?
I'd say it was more of the latter. You know, I went to school thinking that I wanted to be an electrical engineer, so I picked, you know, one of the top ones so that I wouldn't worry later what it would have been like to have gone there if I hadn't gone there. And then I worked a couple of summers as an electrical engineer, and that was what taught me I wanted to do something different, because my bosses, my people near me, didn't know where these products were going to market that I was working on, and they were leading-edge products, and I just found myself more interested in the business side of things, how things actually really, you know, worked in the world, rather than for me, you know, sitting in a lab or behind a desk, making something, not really knowing where it was going.
So bottom line, it was David felt that he definitely needed to be around people rather than being with a bunch of lab rats. And nothing against engineers or people that,
nope,
you know, find themselves in that scenario. But so how many years in that field then did and that led you up to Neekin?
So I was in the enterprise software industry from 86 till 2002. and working 80 plus hours a week, really enjoying what I'm doing, the people I was with, created a bunch of millionaires along the way, but man, they were stressed out and I was stressed out in the process.
You said 86 to 2002, so not quite 20 years?
Correct.
Okay. And so what, 2002 to today, that's 11 years. What have you been doing for the last 11 years after basically burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, so to speak? 80 hours is a lot.
Exactly. And so, I had hit what's called burnout. You just use that word burn. And so I took what I thought was going to be a year off in September of 2002. And my daughters were 1 and 4 years old at the time, and I started to describe myself as retired, and that didn't feel right, and semi-retired, that didn't feel right, and learned that I really enjoyed being home with my daughters, who were 1 and 4, and went looking for a way to make that happen.
Okay.
And so I was one of the fortunate few that could use that fourth solution, and because Oracle had done well and one of these theros had done well, I could use my money and reinvest my money to create time. And so I basically did that, and from then on decided I was going to be home with my daughters and had the wonderful privilege of being home with them from the ages they were 1 and 4, and finding different ways to generate an income and pursue my passions while being at home with them.
Okay. And just for a review, for those who are not familiar with what you said, that fourth option or that fourth quadrant, according to Robert Kiyosaki's I remember the title of the book, it's right there in the front of my mind, but in those quadrants, everybody falls into one of four, either an employee or an employer, a business owner, or an investor. And, the idea is to get back to where our culture was, 100 plus years ago, where 95% of the people were on that right side as business owners or investors and allowing to, their money to work for them. So you did that. And how on earth did Niken come into your life?
So, February of 2011, I was doing one of those things that fit in my life. I was a chaperone on a field trip from my youngest daughter, sixth grade, going down to the San Jose Tech Museum. And so I went and, went and met the buses, and I was, I think, the only dad that was a chaperone, which felt good, and met the woman that ended up becoming my sponsor, Dr. Vu, and she became concerned for my health. I wasn't sleeping well. I was stressed out because of some things that were going on in my life at the time. And, she cared enough to share Niken. And, I wasn't really looking, but we spent some time together as friends and had some lunches with Dr. John Jackson and Annette. And I was just sort of dripped on without even really knowing I was being dripped on.
those are good people to be dripped on. I spent time with John, Dr. John and Annette, and you talk about salt of the earth people. He's one of the few doctors that I know that you take that title away and you just sit there and bask in his wisdom and how the body works and how the brain works and how the Niken solutions fit into that. So I have to ask this up front. You were dealing with some sleep issues, and stress is a big factor in that. I know from different times in my own life, when anxiety hits and you just don't get it. What happened when you got on the Nature Rest sleep system?
Oh my gosh. I literally created multiple hours a day. If you want to buy time, it's priceless. And I bought time by buying the sleep system. It used to be that it would take me an hour and a half to fall asleep because my mind was racing. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and say to myself, please, don't race. And sure enough, my mind would race. It'd be another hour and a half before I fell asleep. And I'd wake up in the morning exhausted. And, because I could, because I'd created the time at home, I would actually stay in bed hoping I could fall asleep again. It didn't. So, you know, I'm ashamed to say, Saturday morning at 7 a.m. was not part of my fast. I would lay in bed for 9 or 10 hours a day. And now I'm out in 5 minutes. I'm up in 6 hours, sometimes 4.5. I got more energy than I had in decades.
And for the record, because I think you and I are close to the same age, maybe not, looking back at my notes here, but where are you? In your 40s now today, David?
49.
Okay.
49.
So that's not typical for a lot of people in the 50 and under category because of the stress level that's going on in our society, because all the uncertainty, to be able to even function on 6 hours sometimes is a stretch, but you're saying you can get as little as 4.5 and still have more energy.
Yep.
And that's fantastic. And I know the nature rest is just one component, of what you've used. Your girls now are teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And, any stories from them with the Nikan solution?
Yeah, so just to continue the entry into Nikan, and then the story of my oldest daughter, which was a huge eye opener. I was invited by Dr. Boo and the Jacksons to attend an event an hour and a half away from me, and you know, it was a Saturday morning, and I was still at the point where I didn't really like getting up that early and driving an hour and a half, but I went. And, it was a, super Saturday, and the Jacksons and the D'Amicos and Dr. Raz and a whole bunch of other people were there. And I started hearing these stories and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I had been invited before I went down there to, spend some time with a gentleman named Mac McDonald at noon, afterwards. And I'm like, no, thanks, not interested. And halfway through the Super Saturday, I'm like, you know what? I'm getting all this stuff. and I'd like to meet with Mac. So I, go out at noon and say, yeah, I'd like to meet with Mac. And say, okay, there's a 3.5 hour wait.
Kind of in high demand, huh?
Yeah. So I waited and we can continue that story later. But I did get, the whole wellness home. And, of course I slept better. And, the first huge blessing in our lives was my oldest daughter, who's about a month away from turning 16, so was 14 at the time, 15 months ago, in first grade at age 6, had been sent to the back table by her teachers and labeled with ADHD and OCD. I never had her diagnosed because I wasn't planning on giving her prescription drugs. I've never been a believer in that and the side effects. I suppose had it gotten really worse, I would have considered it. But it continued up until 15 months ago. Behaviors kept getting a little worse, just 15 months ago, the three things that were part of her behavior is she'd sit slumped at the dinner table, tapping her spoon and insulting her sister, and then insulting me, and then insulting her sister, and then insulting me. All meal long, I'd ask her to do a 30-second chore every day. It would be a 30-minute argument.
Wow.
I just, however, felt chores were an important part of being a family and eventually a college roommate and a member of your own family, so I kept up with it. And I had moved, I had switched the position of the toaster oven and the microwave on the counter a few days earlier, and she'd been yelling at me about it for a couple of days, didn't like the change. And 1 8-hour sleep in the sleep system while the rest of the wellness home was supporting her as well, and those three behaviors disappeared, never to return.
Now, I want to get this really, really clear for the sake of our listeners. You said ADHD and OCD, and what was the third one?
Those were the two, set of symptoms as labeled by, the staff at school.
Okay. So one night on the sleep system, and then I want to be very specific here. I mean, we're not making a medical claim. We never make medical claims as wellness consultants. Any results we have with the Nikan solutions are merely a coincidence. We seem to have them about 100% of the time, is what my numbers have been for the last 20 plus years. But you're talking one night on the sleep system and then it completely reversed that. And this nature rest sleep system, even the one that she was on compared to what we have today, because everything's been upgraded, the technology's been modified. And if you're newer to Neekin, that's one of the things that Dave Balzer, the head of our product development team, Neekin truly is a research and development company, and they are committed to always improving the technology to make it better. And David's daughter is a perfect example of that, because we're seeing results now faster with the solutions, especially the NatureRest, because of that spider RAM in there. And that's not what she was on. So one night, 8 hours. And what?
It was actually a day. She slept over at a friend's house, came home exhausted because they had crawled into it at 8 a.m. in the morning and woke up at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. But yeah, you know, the crazy thing is she didn't think anything had changed in herself.
Mm.
But if you'd asked her younger sister or me, what a blessing.
Oh, sure.
To have those behaviors disappear from the household.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, because that affects the whole rest of the household. Because the reason I'm being specific, there's several people on the line right now. They know why Vance is asking these specific questions, because our middle daughter is that exact same scenario. Every day, my wife and I, Stacy, find ourselves escaping away to our bedroom just to get some peace because of that. And we're constantly looking and modifying and changing and tweaking. And Emily's been in the wellness home environment since we brought her home from China. But I just, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, hey, we can tweak some more. And maybe it's time for an upgrade to get Emily on the latest sleep system. And that will happen today, because I've got one sitting in the garage in a box. That was it. Now I know where the NatureRest SpiderRAM demo pad will be residing when I'm not using it for rollout. So David, let's fast forward, and I want to spend the rest of our time this morning. When you and I first met, like I said, I want to say it was in San Diego. I'm almost positive.
It was. Yep.
Okay. You were, I believe you were already sober at the time, correct?
I was. Yes.
You were. Okay. And I remember you saying to me, "Hey Vance, if I can ever be a help to you, I think I've developed a real knack for systems," which after I looked at your card and found out a little more about your background, I'm like, well, a software engineer should be good at developing systems. And, but it was really more about, getting to silver. And, we'd recently experienced a change, a modification in our ability to go to silver, easier with 12K in points or 4K, you know, 3 months in a row. But I want to focus on something that you did a few months ago, which you had set a goal to be the top producer during Neekin's convention contest, which that's always kind of a moving target, because how do you become the top if you don't know where everybody else is at in North America? But you pulled it off. And tell us what went into setting that goal and, you know, what was the tenacity behind it, and then how you did it. I know that's a lot of questions in one, but I think what I'm hoping to glean from you is what it took to pull that off, and then the carrot that was before you. What was the motivation behind it?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I met you in San Diego last year in October, I already knew what I was doing with Neekin, thanks to having been to Humans Being More. So I joined June 1st of 2012 and knew I wanted to go to Humans Being More because I'd been to similar type experiences throughout my life. And there wasn't one in local, and I didn't want to wait, so I signed up to go to Vancouver. And then they canceled it. And I was really bummed, and then the universe, the divine, told me why, because my sister, who is on my team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, said, you know, I'm thinking about going to this Humans Being More in Chicago. I said, tell you what, I'm there with you. And I flew out to Chicago, did Humans Being More, and discovered that Neekin was a major part of my life's purpose, and that I was planning to go to, you know, Royal Diamond and beyond. And so when I met you, it was because I was in San Diego, and I was meeting every diamond and royal diamond I could, just to learn from the people that had already done it. And not to say that I learned too much then. This 15 months has been a series of ahas. This contest came along, the top performer, and the award was a dinner with Mr. Kurt Foley and the Royal Ambassadors. And, you know, I had been making a point of, you know, getting as much time as I could, as I said, with the Diamonds, the Royal Diamonds, and the Royal Ambassadors to learn from the people that they're already where I wanted to go. And that motivated me. I wanted to be at that dinner and learn from the people that had done it. And so, you know, I looked at the goals, and they were daunting. I had never done 40,000 PGV outside my silver legs in 3 months. and I didn't know how to do it, but I just decided I was going to do it because I wanted to, you know, I wanted the learning experience of that dinner. So April was the first month of the contest. It was my worst month ever in Nikon, including my first.
what a way to get started.
Numbers. and then in May, I had the blessing of Mac McDonald coming down to support me and the rest of his organization in the Bay Area. And you know, I had gone 5 months in this business being uncoachable. And finally, when I was out in Wisconsin with my sister, I met some Crossline, Janet and David Anderson, and they said, "Do you have a mentor?" I said, "No." "Get a mentor." I said, "Eh." And they slapped me a few more times, and that night, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, as I was driving home to my sister's house an hour and a half, I called Pat Derry and asked her to be my mentor. And she said yes, and things started to change. So anyway, Pat and Mac sent Mac down to support me, and just as he was about to arrive, I realized why they'd sent him, to teach me how to taproot and a few other things. And, you know, I put on my first big event ever when Mac was here. Did it all by myself, never doing that again. Gonna ask for some help. And but I, you know, I learned a taproot. There was a Monday, and I had a Tuesday and Wednesday with Mac to, you know, use as for many appointments as I had lined up, and it came Monday night, and I had not a single one lined up.
Wow.
And then the first one hit. You know, that night, as I continued to make calls, and Tuesday and Wednesday somehow ended up being full of appointments.
Explain the concept of taproot.
So taproot was, you know, when you meet the first person, whether they've you know, decided to join, to order product, or to sit and learn more, or to do nothing, to ask for the referrals anyway, and just keep following the chain of referrals, and just keep doing that. The way I now experienced it is, sometimes I'm working three levels deep or four levels deep in a referral chain where none of them have signed up yet. And however, when the fourth level decides to sign up, the other three are presented with a decision point about whether to sign up or not. And, you know, they can be in or out. It's up to them. But it does put a definitive timing on it for the three that are above the fourth level that, you know, just decided to sign up. So, you know, learned that with Mac, May, a little bit better than April. And so I entered June with 27,000 PGV to go. And, you know, I have to say that, of course, there were moments of doubt, but there were more moments of commitment. And I just kept plugging away. And I learned how to create value for the wellness home, and I learned how to stop wasting my time.
Okay. Give us an example. You call me, you know me, we're friends, and I say, yeah, or I take a look at it, you present, you know, the importance of the vital home, you show me the wake-up story, and say, yeah, it makes sense, but yeah, I don't know. What question do you ask me to get a referral?
So I asked, so at the time, and I've had an evolution since then, at the time, I was basically, and I was focused on PGV, so I was asking for people they knew that, you know, really did not like the health they had in their life, and, you know, might be willing to do something about it.
Okay.
So, you know, that the focus there was on wellness homes, not necessarily organization building, although that would have been an easier way to do it.
And I'm going to come back to that.
I've learned since.
I think that's imperative because my mom and I were having, I have the best sponsor in the world, by the way. I'm a little biased because my parents, who have taught me almost everything I know, and my two siblings, my two brothers, we talk on a regular basis, and I'm constantly gleaning from them and their experience, and that's what we should be doing. As you were challenged to find a mentor, and we were talking about this concept this week, that the importance of not just asking for people who are looking for wellness physically, but also financially. There's mm-hmm. that's the other aspect of wellness, and it's very, very true in what we have to present. So, but you obviously pulled it off. I mean, to create 27,000 in personal group volume, and that was the month of June, you said?
That was the month of June, and I was 2 weeks before the end of June. I still had 19,000 to go, and it was 1 week before the end of June, and I still had 19,000 to go.
So you grab out, you know, the Morgan Freeman Visa, so you can get all those extra points, and you just loaded it up yourself?
Nope.
I know that's a stupid question, but I have to throw it out there because a lot of people say, "Well, we just, you know, we buy our way in." That's typical of the industry. You didn't do that, though. What did you do?
No. So, as I stated a little bit earlier, I learned how to, you know, create the value for the wellness home and how to not waste my time. So, during that, you know, month of June in particular, I learned up front when I was listening and asking questions and hearing somebody that had, you know, significant health problems, you know, like, well, I'll come back to a particular story, but, I just early on, I'd ask them after hearing about, you know, the health challenges that they had and said, so, what would it be worth to you for, you know, most, if not all of those symptoms to go away?
Okay.
And that was an upfront question before I had mentioned the word Nikan or anything else. It's just while I was doing what, you know, RI training calls the high yielding questions to find out about the pain in their life. And when they said, you know, not much, or I can live with it, I went next in my mind.
Okay.
And looking for someone else. But when they said priceless or everything or my life,
okay,
which is some of the answers that I heard, I immediately, before, again, they didn't know what Nikan was, I said, so, I know something that for $3,000 or $4,000 looks like it can get you the results. Do you want to look at it?
Wow. So you're not talking about trying to save the world with a power chip.
No, that was way too many power chips to cover $27,000 in BGB.
And you know, I want to just be rhetorical here and not play devil's advocate, but it's worth, because a lot of us just say, man, I don't run with circles of people that have that kind of extra, you know, cash on hand to make that investment. But from what you're telling us is whether you ran with those type of people or not, working a taprooting system and working referrals and just asking those questions, you're going to get to those people that are looking for an avenue to improve wellness, both either physically or financially, because what they're doing isn't working. And
yeah, I mean, two stories, I think, drive that home. So I met a gentleman on the polo field here, and that was only because I'd taken in another gentleman into my home who my team had found on the streets from Ghana. And I took him into my home, and he lived with me for you know, almost a month while he was in my wellness guest room and you know, getting better physically. And he turned out to be a great connector, and he used to play polo, so he took me over to a polo field I didn't even know existed, you know, in my town here, and watched it, met a gentleman named Jack, who was a, you know, hair salon owner and an entrepreneur here in town. And Jack got interested, and we started to become friends. And he had me go meet him for a drink at a local restaurant, and we were having wine with the owner, Anna. And I just thought he was introducing me to somebody new in the community. And about 20 minutes in, find out that she's got an autistic 16-year-old son.
Hmm. Okay.
Now I realize why Jack had me there. He just hadn't told me why. So, I learned a little bit more about, Keenan and Anna's, life as a single mom with him, which is, stressful. I know I have several on my team that, are single moms with autistic kids, and, it puts stress on the parents too. And, I asked her that question up front that I just said, which is, I've known her now for 20 minutes. What would it be worth to you, if, most of those symptoms could disappear? And she said everything, not only to Keenan, but to me. And, we talked for about 20 minutes more, and I just talked about how Mother Nature's energies, seems to be good, for the body. And she said, I want it all. And I said, I tried to suppress my shock. She hadn't seen a thing. I don't think we'd even done an energy test. She said, I said, okay, and I said, when, there was a little wiggle on the meeting, but in the end, we had a meeting the next day, Saturday at home, and she said she was going to get it all, so I went there with the sign up and the forms, but I prepared another, ABC 4 just in case, with another mom on my team with an autistic, son that, had dramatic recovery in the first 24 and 48 hours, and, sure enough, she signed up, got the whole wellness home, and that caused Jack to need to make a decision. And so on June 30th, Jack made a decision. He's like, and Jack's become a really good friend, and Jack said, well, I'm not really ready to make a decision. Can we make it tomorrow? I said, no, tomorrow's July 1st, and I have a goal to hit. So your decision point is now. In the end, he joined, in order to be on a sponsor, got his own wellness home. So, that's one way that, taprooting worked. And another, and this is just, you made the comment about, if you will, being bold enough to ask this question and traveling in the circles. It's not in the circles. People, they buy cars. They do things when they want things. And so one Sunday morning, I was meeting someone who borrowed some mag steps and a chip for his sciatica, and he was late to pick him up and try him out. And I overheard this conversation. There were two women talking in the hallway outside this dance class at a community center I'd never been to before. And I heard one woman say to the other, I have been sick for 2 years, unable to work since about a month and a half after I moved to my apartment.
And your radar went ding, 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 ding.
Absolutely. And, but I got that devil angel thing on my shoulder, which is, should I go talk to her? I don't know. Or should I go talk to her? I don't know. It feels a little pushy. And finally, I came down on the right side. It was just, what have I got to lose? I'm just going to go over there. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to offer a solution. So I walked over and said, apologize for eavesdropping, but I heard you've been sick for 2 years. It's a month and a half after you moved in the apartment. I think I know what the problem might be. She goes, what? I said, I think your apartment's toxic. And I think I may have a solution for you. Would you like to talk? She said, sure. So we ended up going out in the courtyard. She didn't go into her dance class. I got to know her a little bit. She's a single mom in the midst of a divorce with two young boys. She's into fitness. She's into dance. She's about to head off for 3 weeks to learn how to be a life coach. After I learned about it a little bit more, I said, I think I may have a solution. It's Mother Nature's energies, and it's just built into your life. And she said, this all sounds great. How much is it? And I told her $3,000 to $4,000. And she said, I can't afford that. I'm interested. And just a couple of days earlier, the gentleman from Ghana had pushed me to materialize an idea that I was already starting to have, which is renting a wellness home. So I started renting a wellness home for $100 a night, and for the people that needed to have an experience first. I decided I'm not lending anymore. They got to at least decide it's worth $100 a night, and so I offered that to Holly, I said, you know, yeah, it's three or four, but you know what? I can rent it to you for 100 nights. She said, all right, I'm going to rent it. I just met her. It was under an hour. So I got over there that evening, set up, you know, rental wellness home, day pack, environment pack, and travel, you know, demo sleep system. And the next morning I was on my mentoring call with Pat Terry, and in came a text, and she goes, oh, my God, what happened? Most of the symptoms that I've had for 2 years are gone.
Wow.
And she said, we have to talk. And I said, okay, what time today? And I went over there, and she bought a free sleep system wellness home. As a single mom, she got it for her two sons, too, that, you know, couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I don't even know what she did. I didn't ask. She put it on a credit card, and I'm not even sure what her plan was.
You know, David, you're sparking. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thoroughly enjoying this conversation and watching my pen smoke here because I'm writing so fast. And I make that comment. People say, Vance, there's no way you can take notes. And like, you come look at my notebook here. But you've hit on several things that I would like to, with your permission, come back in a couple weeks, and you and I will connect here offline here off the call. And set up a time, but the concept of taprooting, the concept of high-yielding questions, the way you've asked them, the concept of renting a wellness home, that is sheer brilliance because most of us don't like to loan. We don't want to loan out a sleep system and then find out that the parent shoved it under their kid's bed and the kid kind of had an axe and anointed our sleep system. I mean, you know, things like this happen. I'm not trying to digress and be gross, but... but renting a wellness home is a totally foreign concept to most of us, and sheer brilliance. I would like to come back and revisit some of these and then also open up the line, not just so Vance can ask questions, but some of our people, because you're hitting on some key things, and I know what's coming in the area of our solutions, or at least some of them, some of the improvements, which I think would be absolutely terrific timing-wise. Leading up to our next convention and the solutions that we're going to see. Are you game on that? And if you say no, I'm
sure.
Going to say, what's your problem? But, you know, because...
I'd be honored, Vance.
Okay,
you know,
because...
This is a business of us sharing with each other, you know, as well as others who haven't been introduced to Nikan yet.
And that's not typical of your background. If I can just diverge right back to the beginning of our conversation, most people in the software industry are pretty careful and selective about who they share with, because that's your future bread and butter. I mean, it's not that it's all secretive, you know, going back to the Cold War, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's not typical in the real world out there, where you're helping other people get to where you are. I pull it up right now, but I can't pull it up fast enough, or maybe I will. A quote that my neighbor sent me this last week, and it completely umbrellas exactly what you shared with us, and this has been extremely profound in your journey. What are you looking forward to in your dinner with Kurt Foley and the Royal Ambassadors in a few weeks?
You know, learning my next set of ahas. You know, I intend to be a Royal Ambassador honored before December 23rd, 2015.
Okay.
And that's 2 months and, or 2 years and a little under 4 months away. So I've got a lot to learn yet.
That's a pretty
I've learned a lot over 15 months and I got a lot more to learn.
That's a pretty audacious goal. I mean, that is huge because as a silver, right, your organization is not that vast.
No, and I did have the privilege of, I believe it's not official yet, but going gold at the end of August. But, yeah, if I were to focus on the gap between here and now, just like the 19,000 points with a week to go, it could feel daunting. But as in the case of the contest, I'm clear and have experienced the end point, and I trust that the journey will show itself.
You know, and what you just said, it is extremely daunting, and I found the quote, the pupil who does not surpass his master fails his master. And I know that the masters above you, the mentors that you have above you, John and Annette Jackson, Mac and Pat McTerry, Dennis and Ruth Williams, Dave and Valerie Johnson, these people that you've been mentioned.
And the D'Amicos.
Yeah, the D'Amicos. I'm sorry, I left out Ron and, Carolyn?
Connie.
Ron and Connie. So sorry. But if you don't surpass them, then you fail them. And I don't know if we realize how imperative that is, especially in what we're doing in this journey called Nikan. Well, David,
I love that about this business, that we're looking to help people get further than we are. And the whole Igor Gundel, Wolfgang Sonnenberg, you know, story is an example of that. So.
And speaking of that, and that's one of the things I'll be announcing, talking about the upcoming convention. Who, you know, Wolfgang Sonnenberg is as our keynote speaker, one of three royal ambassadors and whatnot. But, David, we will, let's just put a comma on this conversation and we'll come back to it in a couple weeks when the timing is right for both of our schedules. And we'll talk about those three things, tap rooting, those high yielding questions, renting a wellness home, and then we'll open up the line. So gang, there's your invitation to get a few questions. And if you've had questions, and thank you to those of you who usually text me during this time, because I can't multitask that well. My brain's good, but texting and taking notes and listening to such great wisdom is not something I can do that easy. So we'll do that in a couple weeks. And until then, David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vance. I appreciate that.
This has been fantastic. And look forward to seeing you in Vegas, but before then we'll have you on. So again, our guest today, if you came in a little bit late, is David Martin, from the Bay Area. And if you've got somebody that you know that would benefit from listening to his story, especially some of these experiences he's had in his own family and people that he shared the Nikan Solutions with, www.saturdayamlive.com. www.saturday, all spelled out, amlive.com is the website. Go there, give Steve a few hours or a day, depending on his schedule, to get everything up and edited and posted. But this conversation will be there. Just look for the name, David Martin, in bold red print. Click on it, and it'll all go right to the playback feature. And every call, by the way, I do want to announce that every call that we've done for the last 7 years is posted there. And if you're looking for something, a specific story, everything is moving to online, and you can get the gist of most of these stories in the first 10-15 minutes. If you're passing it on to somebody, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. But last week's call with Angelique Edelin and Sandy Truax, absolutely fantastic on the subject of autism. Here is a mom and a grandmom or grandmother, two different boys. Ben is the son, and Trent is the grandson of Sandy, and they shared their passion on what Nikan's been able to do, as David mentioned earlier, to improve the quality of the life of that family. Because anybody, and David, as a parent of one who was labeled early on as in these categories, in these conditions, it's the stress load on a family and on the home is huge. And so last week's is a perfect example of what can happen. So utilize that. And then we look forward to having you back with us next Saturday, and I'll cover that in my announcements in a few minutes. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for being on the call, and thank you again, David, for sharing your story with us.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to everybody real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.